of the topic that I'm teaching on. And how many of you can tell me what I'm teaching on? On ego. Okay, so today one of our ministers came up to me and said, "You know what a good subject, what a good topic would be? It would be let go my ego." Okay, so this second part and the last part of this ego sermon, it would be let go my ego. Matthew chapter 20, verse 20. Let's read the word of God together. Could you give me 30 minutes of your time for this? Is that okay? Are you going to be able to sit through this? Hallelujah. Okay. Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to him with her sons, kneeling down and asking something from him. And he said to her, "What do you wish?" She said to him, "Grant that these two sons of mine may sit on your right hand and on the other, and the other on your left in your kingdom." But Jesus answered and said, "You do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink and be baptized with the baptism that I'm about to baptize with?" And they said to him, "We are able." So he said to them, "You will indeed drink my cup and be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with. But to sit on my right and on my left is not mine to give, but it is of those for whom it is prepared by my Father." And when the 10 heard it, they were greatly displeased with the two brothers. But Jesus called them to himself and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be among you, but whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." Lord, we thank you for this word. Make it come alive this afternoon. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's look at the story closer. Jesus just announced a little bit before that he's going to go on a cross. They just found out that the leader is going to step down or actually die in their understanding. And the two disciples not only come themselves, because in other translation, in another, I think, Gospels, it says that they came by themselves and asked. But here it says that they brought their mother with them. So they brought their mama and said, "Mama, speak to Jesus. He's going to die. He's going to leave us. But who's going to take his place? He's great. And you know, we've been with him 3 years. 3 years is a long time. We invested our life." One time Peter came to Jesus and said, "Jesus, we left everything. What's going to be with us? What are you going to give us?" You know, some of those kind of people. Last week I said that people follow because of three things. Do you remember? Fear, personal interest, and love. Obviously, these disciples did not follow Jesus because of fear. He didn't put fear on them. Obviously, they didn't follow him because of love. What did they follow him? Because of self-interest. Every one of us need to check and ask the Lord to reveal to us, "Lord, why am I following you? Is it because I want to be blessed? Is it because I'm afraid of hell? Or is it because I love you, God?" You need to ask yourself and examine and says, "God, what is going on? Why do I follow you?" They had some ego problems. They had some pride issues. They had some self-exaltation issues. These disciples were able to heal people with Jesus where they couldn't heal people before. These disciples didn't have to work fishing anymore. You know those stinking fish? They do smell. Okay? And their family was taken care of. Jesus had enough money to cover. His ministry had enough money to cover their going. And they were healing people. They had public recognition. Amen? So basically they had glory. And they weren't doing it because they loved God, but because they were doing it because they had a little ego. And when Jesus said, "I'm going to go," they said, "I'm I want to sit at the right and at the left. We want to be really close. We want to take the position of authority, of leadership. Ego has an effect on everyone's life, people. Some have greater, some have lesser. But everyone has this virus inside of them. Inside of their soul is ego. Now today I'm going to tell you how ego is acted out. Do you want to know? You can measure yourself and your ego in a group of people. Okay? So let's say you come to church or you come to a party and you want to know if you have an ego. Begin to measure in yourself like this. And I want to tell you what ego comes from. It comes from self-importance. For want to be special. That's where ego comes from. Nothing wrong if you're special. But if you want to be special, you know how we're living in a rebellious generation. Everybody wants to be special. If my haircut is like everybody's, then I have to cut it so it doesn't look like everybody's, because I don't want to be like everybody. If everybody is wearing one earring, then I gotta wear 10. And if everybody begins to wear 10, then that's it. The style is off, so I gotta find something new. Make my hair red, make my hair pink, make my hair any color, just like not everybody. Because if everybody's doing it, it's not cool anymore. And that's why we pierce everything now, these days. Okay? Because we're living in rebellious generation. Everybody wants to be special. Everybody wants to be. And like I said, nothing wrong to be special. But specialty is not what you make yourself. It's how valuable you are to the people you're around with. So if you love people, if people love to be around you, you're special. But if you make yourself special because you're wearing something that covers very little, of course everybody's going to be around you. For their own reasons, of course. So ego is an outcome of being self-important. So watch this. You come into the room in the party, birthday party. I've examined this in my life. I already said this. You probably can check yourself. And you begin to do this. Who's the best looking over here? I don't like you now. I don't like you. I'm supposed to be the best looking. Who is the richest over here? Poor people, I don't mind. It's the rich folks that bother me. Who do they think they are? And you know what? People who have problem with something, they're always bothered by that problem in somebody else. So if they have a problem with looks, they come into they thought they're going to have the best suit or the dress. But when they come in, they see somebody better. And that's it. Their day is ruined. Come on, who am I talking to? But it's not only rich people or good-looking people. Some people use the attention and they say, oh, I'm so poor. I'm the poorest one in here. Oh, look at all these people. You guys are so... And that's ego talking again. Who is the tallest here? I am. And I the short people probably know this. Don't get mad at me, short people. But short people usually also use that, you know. I'm the shortest one here. I'm this, blah, 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 you know. And we begin to, when we come into the room, and we begin to adjust ourselves, and we start seeing where can we be special. And if we find that area already taken by somebody else, that's it. That's our party. We go home now. We don't want to be there. Because there's somebody there better than us. Same in church, people of God. Ego and special, trying to be special or being self-important, makes you compete with people. Isn't it true? Make you compete. You come in the church and you're already competing. Okay, let me see. Who do I don't like here? And automatically, you're ruining your day. You're ruining your experience with God. Because what you're doing is, you're letting your ego run you. And remember last week I said ego is like a jockey on a horse that always want to go faster. Come on, let's go faster. And you're not the jockey, you're the horse. Amen. So we need to do something about this ego. Isn't it true? And ego is something that hurts us and people around us. But it hurts us more than the other people. Because we can never have any peace. Our life is such that we have to communicate, we have to fellowship with the people around us. But if we have our ego, if we have our ego running our life, we will never be happy. We will never have true joy or peace in our life. Because God made everybody happy, special. And if you are what you are, that's the only way you can be. Last week we talked about four steps of an ego. Today I'm going to give you some more, three more steps, and we're going to finish. One thing I want to tell you is that God resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. I want to have His grace, people. I want to be blessed by Him. What does it mean to have grace? Have you ever fasted and there was no grace? What, you did it till 11 a.m.? No grace. Things weren't just going. You got frustrated. Somebody upset you. But when there is grace, it's like you don't notice the time. Have you ever tried to do something and there is no grace? Everything just breaks. You're hurrying, but you're going nowhere. But when there is grace, you just go step one, step two, step three, done. And you have peace, and you did more than you did in a whole day yesterday with an hour of grace. That's what grace is. So God resists the proud. God resists the people of ego. God resists the people. What does it mean to resist? Go against. So you're going against God. You can't go against God. Things are not working out. But He gives grace to the humble. And when He gives His power to the humble, they're able to do things they weren't able to do before. Hallelujah. So number one step of how to overcome ego. Because ego holds us. It's not easy to get rid of it. Amen. But I'm going to show you how to overcome ego in your life. Step number one is what? Stop being offended. If you're offended at everybody, at everything, that's your ego. So then my advice is forgive fast. If you look at a person and he's got better suit than you or better dressed than you, say, Lord, I forgive him or I forgive her. I'm not offended. I don't have to look the best. Okay? Number two, let go of your need to win. Isn't it a big one? Listen, people, I have these seven steps and I look at them periodically, because I need to remember them. So you need to write them so you can look at them. Stop being offended. Number two, let go of your need to win. You don't need to win all the time. I know I'm the kind of person who wants to win all the time. Sometimes you just have to let go. You don't have to be the best. Or you can be the best, but you don't have to be better than everybody else. I'm sorry. Because there's always going to be somebody better, younger, stronger, better looking, smarter. Amen. So if you have a need to win, you'll be disappointed. And when you relax, it feels like you're winning more than you're losing. Although you do have few losses. People don't like to be around people who want to win all the time, because they're so egotistical. They always want to be on top. If they're losing, they're mad, throwing their balls at them, throwing the basketballs at people. Number three, let go of your need to be right all the time. Let go of your need to be right all the time. Are you the kind of person that needs to be right all the time? Everybody else is always wrong. I know that you can make yourself be right no matter what. I've done it before. You can twist the truth, turn it around, confuse people. And then, who's right? You see that? But you also lose friendships like that. You also lose good relationships like that. You also lose your trust of your wife or your husband because you're always trying to be right. Sometimes you can just say, listen, maybe I don't know what is good. How do you know about it? It's hard to say, especially guys, right? It's hard for us to say, honey, how do you know about it? And you know she's wrong. So let go of your need to be right all the time. And today we're looking at the next one. Number four. Let go of your need to be superior to everyone. What is superior? It's always comparing to being better to others. Webster says, being a higher rank, higher quality, and higher in importance. You've seen people that come in and they just act all superior. They act like they're the most important, the best qualified, and they're just the best. And they have this attitude about them. And it's like, whatever you say to that person, they always get upset. Because you're not respecting them enough. You're not treating them good enough. Come on, people of God, we have to grow up. We cannot be having these little discussions. If you are the kind of person who people come to and you're easily offended, you need to change. If you're the type of person whom people run away and don't want to talk to, you need to change. I want to be the kind of person where people come, they're able to freely communicate. I want to be freely able to communicate. This week we were in the gym, Suvelli Wellness Center, and we were sitting in a sauna. Yeah, and you know, usually I come there and just sit there, wait for somebody else to talk to me. But I changed that. You got to be simple. And so I come, and no matter who I am, no matter how people look at me, in a sauna, everybody's the same, it seems like. Red and hot. And so I began talking to people, and people began to respond back. And we had such a great communication that I thought I'm going to have a stroke after I left there, because I've been there for 45 minutes at least, talking to people. And the conversation kept going. New people coming in, the other leave, and the conversation was kept on going. We started talking about church, about God, about why do people suffer. It was just a great time. So we need to stop acting like, oh, we're superior. People must treat us and bow before us. No matter what, how much money you make, no matter what kind of education you got, no matter how good you look, or how talented you are, you got to let and be simple. You know, in James I found a verse that says, you who are rich of this world, don't think too much of yourself. But be humble and treat people kindly. Hallelujah. So quit acting like you're better than everybody else. One man said, true greatness is not being better than someone else, but being greater than what you used to be. It's not to be better than you, it's being better than me and what I used to be. If yesterday I was able to, you know, run a mile, today if I run a mile and a quarter, that's better. Hallelujah. So don't look and compare yourself to other people. Be who you are. And I want to tell you a secret, people of God, that nobody can be better being you. No one in this world can be you. I used to worry about, you know, I'm a young pastor and I used to worry about it. I used to be like, but then I decided that I got a revelation, actually, confession. That nobody can be me. There's only one me, Pastor Alex. There is only one you. So you don't have to be living a life of insecurity. You don't have to live a life of, you know, watching your back, you know, who's gonna try to do something to me. Nobody can. If God is for you, who can be against you? If God is against you, if the whole world is for you, you're dead. That's what I know. So what are you holding on to so much? What are you trying to prove to people so much? Quit feeling insecure. You don't have to be better. Just enjoy and have fun at the party. Whose birthday party was yesterday? Today? Oksana's. Just go there and have fun, okay? Don't look who's better and who's what. Hallelujah. This is the quote that God gave me in my private study. This is, I want to read it to you. God does not look at how much you have done. He looks to see, have you done what He told you? It's not how much, if you do everything or anything, or it's did you do what I told you? Mothers, you play a great role. And maybe you're not on the stage, or maybe you're not singing, but you play a great role and you're doing what God is telling you to do. So don't worry if the world is looking bad at you, or don't allow the devil put those thoughts in your mind saying you're nobody. I just met my new friend right here, George. George, lift up your hand. All right. Hallelujah. And, you know, he's good at that board. And he's going to be the happiest doing that board. Making sure that the music sounds great. And it does. Thank you. Give him a hand. So you will never have a good time being trying to act superior. You will never try to gain respect by making people respect you. You can only be who you are. And if your character is respectable, they will respect you. Oh, I got so much gifts. I'm so smart, but nobody respects me. Maybe it's not your time. Or maybe you need to don't think of yourself too high. You know, sometimes we think too much of ourselves. Sometimes I'm so great in my eyes. But thank God for those humbling moments. Thank God for the trials, you know. And then when He humbles you, you're like, oh, I was so proud. But you never understand that you're proud. Let go of the need to be superior to everybody else. That means higher in quality, better, and all that. Number five, let go of your need to have more. The son of an ego is this, people. Never satisfied. I want more, more, more. Because I'm never satisfied. That's the son of an ego. That's what it does. You make money, it's not enough. And you're bringing it in, and you forgot that you made in an image of God. And God is gracious God. He gives life to us every day. The only reason we're alive because He gave us this life. Because Bible says in Him we live and move and have our being. We're alive because of God. We breathe Him. So He's a giver. He gives every day. His mercies are renewed every morning. He's loving kind to us. He loves us no matter when we sin. Every day we sin, He loves us. So our God is a giver. And Jesus said, I came to give you life. And life in abundance. Amen. So that means that God wants to give and give and give. He doesn't change. He doesn't say, today I'm going to take a break. So God is a giver. But the son of an ego is, say it with me, I want more. It's never enough. If you made money, and if you made a couple of thousands of dollars, you know that money will not make you happy. And that's why people thinking that if only I had more, maybe I'll be happier. But it's always, if only I had more, I would be happier. But it never is. And they die with wanting more and never lived a life and never was satisfied. So why don't you be like your Creator? Church, let's become. When God gives, let us also be like God. To give back. Now I'm not trying to collect an offering or nothing, so don't worry. I'm just saying that people who are, what do you call that? Grinchy? Greedy, that's it. People who are greedy, they're never happy either. And it seems like the more they want to keep their money, the more the money flows through their hands. But I know in my life, when I give, it's given to me. Just 2 weeks ago, I just had a check unexpected. Over $2,000 came. And I'm like, Lord, thank you. So when you give, it comes back to you. And God gives you opportunities and He finds a way to bless you. That's how life works. Do you know that most people, rich people, I read this about rich people, that they give, even though they're un-Christian, they don't believe in Jesus, but they give. Because they know the principle, biblical principle, it works. Amen. Well, I think St. Francis said this. He said, it's only in giving that we receive. And Jesus said this, it's better to give than receive. Amen. So when you give, just that's the principle. That's a spiritual law that works in this universe. When you give, it for some reason, it comes back to you. In a greater that you even gave. And God says, test me on this. Will I not bless you? So God is a giver and we must give. But our ego says, no. Just wait today. Don't give today. You know, you don't have enough today. And it's not like God wants everything from you. Only 10%. Don't be greedy with what God gave you. Your talent, Don't be greedy. Sometimes we want, when we come somewhere, we want people to serve us. Why don't we just stand up and begin to serve? I've been experiencing lately a pleasure of serving. Because when I started being a pastor, I thought everybody was going to serve me. But I know the blessing of serving, even in little things. So Jesus was right. You know, in the world, he says, people lord over other people. People exercise authority over other people. But among you, let it not be like that. Son of God came down to the level of the feet of the disciples and washed them. That's service. Because nobody else was going to do it. Amen. You don't need to have more money, more respect, more anything. You got plenty for today. And God is going to take care of tomorrow. And if you start exercising His principles, those principles are going to be working in your life. And you'll never be poor. You'll never be just in those situations that sometimes people are in this world. Number six. A lot of people identify themselves based on what they've done or what they've achieved. So I want to tell you, number six is, don't identify yourself based on your achievements. If you wrote a song, musicians, it's not you. God writes all the music. If you build a house, businessman, it's you, through your hands. But unless the Lord builds a house, Bible says, they labor in vain. So even God said through Moses, when you go into the promised land and you become successful and you prosper, don't become so foolish as to say that, look at what my hand's done. Because it's the Lord who is giving you the ability to get wealth, to prosper, to be blessed. So don't be saying, look at my house, look at my car. Glory to God. Look at my mower. Hallelujah. So don't identify yourself based on your achievements, because that's ego. It says to you quietly. And people, we must listen to the inner voice. What are we speaking? What is the inner voice saying through the day? You're the best. They didn't treat you right. You gotta stop those thoughts. Because what you are in your heart, that's what manifests outside. Hallelujah. So we don't need to worry about, because all the money is God's. Amen. All this world belongs to the Lord. And what about the air you breathe? If He take it away, you're done in a second. So give glory to God for everything. Give glory to God for all of your achievements. Because it all belongs to God and it's His accomplishment. One doctor said this, the less a person needs to take credit for, the freer he is to achieve more. I've done this. I did that. I need the credit for it. You know how people who identify themselves based on their achievements, they want to get credited. Dr. So-and-so, are they here? If you don't name him doctor, if you say John, they'll come and complain to you and they say, listen, you forgot I'm a doctor. And on and on. I've heard this happen, people. So don't be, when we come before the presence of God, let's just relax. Let God speak to us. Because God resists the proud, the egotistical people. But He gives grace. And I know some of you are protesting right now in your hearts. You're saying, no, Pastor. Do you want to live a happier life? Get rid of your ego. Because it's going to run you, and you'll never be satisfied in any place. And number seven, this is the last one, Masha, go ahead, is stop worrying about your reputation. Stop worrying about your reputation. Bible says good name is better than riches, correct? So it's important for me to have a good name, for you to have good name. But you know what? You don't tell people what to think of you. If you talk to 10 people today, you will have 10 reputations. You can only live according to the principle of the Bible in a character of Jesus Christ. And that's going to be your reputation. You don't have to worry about. But see, what a lot of people do is they want to look what's popular, what the polls are going to say. If the people are okay with it, I'm going to do it. If they're not, I'm not going to. And that's why sometimes we kind of close our mouth where we're supposed to say something because it's not popular. But we say something when we don't because it is popular. People dress the certain way because it brings them a reputation. People act a certain way. Sometimes I think people act the meanest so they can have a reputation. You can only live according to the principles of the Word of God. And don't worry about what people think about you. Otherwise, you become a people pleaser. And you do not what God wants of you, but what people want of you. Now, of course, you got to be wise in this. Don't go and just be, I don't care what people think of me. No, be nice. Be a good person. But just know that not everybody's going to like you. Because some people are still dealing with their demons. Not everybody's in church, even if they've been here for a long time. That doesn't mean that they're right already. Or that they're right with God even that day. You don't know what happened before service. So, let go of your ego. Don't be offended at people. Lose your type that you want to win all the time. Don't try to be right all the time. Let go of your need to have more. Don't identify yourselves based on your achievements. And stop worrying about what people will think about you. Stop worrying about that. And live a life that Christ has for you. God wants you to be free of ego. And that's what Jesus was here to show us. He came and He wasn't a man pleaser. He was God pleaser. And our desire is to be like Him. You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord over them. And those who are great exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be among you. But whoever desires to become great, special, self-important, let him be your servant. People of God, if you see a need today, become a servant and you see how happy you will feel. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, to give His life a ransom for many. Would you stand, please? This message will help you live a happier life. Those are the seven things. You can add some more. Maybe I missed some. But those things will make you live a happy and peaceful life. You need to ask God because ego does not let go easy of your life. And that's why you have some people who are like, don't touch me. You know, because there's still so much ego. That's why you have some people who are so proud. You can't even talk to them. There's so much ego. Offended people so much because there's so much ego. And Christ said, if you want to be the greatest, become a servant. Servants do not get offended. They're just doing what they're told to do. Hallelujah.